Hi, my name is Barry Manandi, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
It's Messi! It is the cleanest of clean finishes and the best on the planet.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Chelsea, UEFA Champions League winners of 2021.
The biggest interviews.
That such a great spectacle is ruined by such thuggish behaviour.
And all the analysis right here.
He's the one player that has the arrogance to think that he can play in any stadium in the world and any pitch in the world in front of any player in the world and take them on.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
You know, one of the worst things that can happen if you're a sports fan is to look up at the television and see a replay of a match that your team lost. It's absolutely
What are you watching
disgusting.
Right now, Michael?
Well, I'm looking up at the TV, Barry, and there's a replay of the Zimbabwe cricket match versus the Netherlands. And that's the last thing that we want to be watching again and again and again, simply because the Chevrons lost, and with that, it snuffed out their chances of reaching the semi-finals of the T20 World Cup, and that of course following a 5-wicket defeat to the Dutch side in a Group 2 Super 12 match that was played in Adelaide, Australia this morning. That is our lead story on Zimbabwe's lead sports show. My name is Mike Madoda. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to it. And tonight it's another two-pronged strike force, Barry and Mike, and the man pulling the strings in midfield, making everything happen and making us tick, is our producer Sean Tuff. You can also expect some international sports news where we go stateside. Legendary quarterback Tom Brady has opened up about his divorce from his wife of 13 years, saying that he's focusing on his family and football in the midst of a very amicable solution. We ask the question, has it ever worked out in the world of sport? These so-called power couples, does it work? Zimbabwe has its own. I think Ezra Mnyandoro married the Mighty Warriors captain.
Yes, he did, yeah.
He's made it work.
He's made it work,
four
yeah.
children.
Yeah.
He's now residing in Centurion, Pretoria. Yeah. Things are ticking along very nicely.
Donald Tirubano, I think Sean will have to confirm for us.
He's also got a high fly as well.
I think so, yeah. He's also married a cricketer, I think. They're both cricketers. In fact.
They're both cricketers.
Couple, yeah.
And
both
they're making it work.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're making it work.
Hopefully, exactly.
We haven't heard anything, so they're making it work. So we're going to be asking that question. Do the power couples always work? Serena Williams, I think, is making it work. She's married to a very wealthy guy, who started one of these tech billionaire. She's making it work. They've got a daughter. And so far, we haven't heard any scandal. Not to say that it's not going to come out in the future, but so far, it seems to be working. Get in touch with us with your views on 0731-168-045. Today is Wacky Wednesday. And we'll also take you around the world in 60 with more international sports news with updates from Cardiff in Wales, London, as well as Texas.
In the beautiful game, we zone in on the UEFA Champions League, where Tottenham captain Hugo Lloris believes Spurs showed great personality in their victory against Marseille, even though he conceded his side feared losing in the second half. In tonight's action, AC Milan only need a draw to progress to the knockout stages when they face Red Bull Salzburg at the San Siro. And Juventus round off a doomed Champions League campaign when they tackle Paris Saint-Germain, who are seeking to cement top spot in Group H.
Hi, my name is Sean Williams, Zimbabwe cricket captain. You're listening to ZFM Sport.
It is ZFM Sport on a Wacky Wednesday, and we want you to be a part of the show. Send us your messages on 0731-168-045. That number again, and slowly, 0731-168-045. We're also on Twitter and Facebook, where you can follow and interact with at ZFM Sport. Now, ZFM Sport available as a podcast on your favorite platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Simply search for ZFM Sport and subscribe. Before we get into the cricket, let's give you a local sports news roundup where swimming, squash and football make the headlines.
The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
I suppose local sports news roundup starts with swimming news. Zimbabwe swimming team has ramped up preparations for the 16th FINA World Swimming Championships, which will be held in Australia next month. The championships will be staged in Melbourne from the 13th to the 18th of December, with the United Kingdom-based Liam Davis, Donata Katai, South African-based Liam O'Hara, and Nomvula Mjimba having been selected to represent the country. In squash news, Kenya became the first team to arrive in the country ahead of the Squash Federation of Africa Senior Championships set for Bulawayo on Saturday. 14 countries will compete in the tournament that makes a return after 9 years. Wrap it up with football news. Now, Felton Kamam was fired. Zifa executive has claimed that the audit report on the association's finances compiled by BDO Chartered Accountants exonerates them from any wrongdoing. Lawyers representing the suspended board members argue that since the draft forensic audit report acknowledges there were no government funds stolen and that Zifa is an independent private entity, this exonerates them from the alleged misappropriation of public funds.
The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
Right, as Zimbabwe's hopes of reaching the semi-finals of the T20 World Cup effectively evaporated following the Chevrons' 5-wicket defeat to the Netherlands in a Group 2 Super 12 match in Adelaide this morning. Craig Irvine's team fancied a top 2 place in the group after stunning former champions Pakistan, but were virtually eliminated after slipping to 4th place behind the Proteas of South Africa, India, as well as Bangladesh. The tail of the tape, the scorecard for Zimbabwe versus the Dutch. I can tell you it was not a good outing for the Chevrons. Bowled out for 117. Sikanda Raza, a valiant 40 in vain. Sean Williams, 28, never good enough. And the pick of the bowlers for the Dutch, Paul van Meeken, who snared 3 for 29 and debashed the leader 2 for 14. And then the Dutch cantering to a famous 5-wicket victory. Max O'Dowd, 52. Tom Cooper, 32. Richard Ngarava tried, but in vain. He picked up 2 for 18 and Blessing Mzarabani 2 for 23. But in the end, Zimbabwe failing to beat a side that we expected to beat. Let's hear from Zimbabwe coach Dave Houghton, who says the Chevrons didn't put enough runs on the board.
You know, we've been quite fragile with our batting throughout this tournament, and it's been our bowling really and fielding, catching, that's kept us in it. And unfortunately it's let us down in a game like this, which would have been huge if we'd won it for us, because we'd go on to the next game with just that outside possibility. But you know, since I've been in charge of this side, just the last 4.5 months, we've had an incredible journey and we've played some really good cricket, and this is probably the first time that I've seen a bit of doubt creep into our game, so hopefully it'll be the last time for a while as well.
When you say doubt, was that, I guess, what was hanging on the result? Was that a factor, do you think?
I think so. I think, you know, we just got a little bit in front of ourselves thinking of what the possibilities might be. But one of the things that I've tried to encourage through the team, even if our batting is a bit fragile, is to still be positive and play with fearlessness, you know. So there was a bit of movement in that wicket and we needed to do something about it. We needed to be batting a bit more positively, using our feet, going down the wicket at the seamers, and we didn't. Those seeds of doubt just kept us stuck to the crease, and unfortunately it cost us. Well, the biggest positive for me is, you know, we started 4 months ago in Bulawayo still having to qualify to even be here in the first place. So that was a tough little tournament for us as well, and we won it quite convincingly. Then we had to come here and qualify again to get into the next phase. So, you know, we won through two tough qualifying tournaments and played under extreme pressure at times, even though they were against lesser sides. But it got ourselves to this stage, and, you know, if you'd told me in June when I started that we'd end up being sort of 2 games away about with the possibility of getting to a semi-final, I would have bitten your hand off for it. But it's been a positive journey for us all the way through, and you know, it's just pretty for us today that we chose this game to actually have our worst game. But you know, all credit to Holland, they bowled fantastically well at us.
Zimbabwe cricket coach and, of course, former captain Dave Houghton speaking to the media there, trying to put a bit of perspective, Barry, on the performance of the Chevrons, not just in this match, but in the tournament and in the lead-up to the tournament. But there's also no hide in the fact that he sounds very disappointed because Zimbabwe, in the last two matches, this game versus the Dutch and in the previous game versus Bangladesh, we have lost matches where we were expected to do better.
Yeah, certainly. And I think in the Bangladeshi instance, you could see that, listen, we were a lot better than the result communicated. So losing it by three runs was just showing us that we didn't put enough, we didn't fight hard enough. Had we had got a bit more out of our batters, even just in the middle order, Arava just giving us five more runs, we would have won that game. But now, on to today.
But surely, this was a grand opportunity to right that wrong.
It was.
And
it
to
was.
Make things better.
It was, and that's why I nodded so vociferously when Davy Harden talked about the fact that it was a mentality issue. And I think that there was a lot on this game, but we got ahead of ourselves, just like Dave Houghton said, whereby we thought just by showing up, we would win the match. And I think we looked at where we've come from, the journey we've been on, and thought to ourselves, Netherlands can't stand up to us, so we just get there, we'll be able to do the business. And the batting shows you. Only two players, Mike, in double figures. That's Sean Williams and Sukhandar Raza. Sean Williams is 28, Sukhandar Raza 40. The captain faces 12 deliveries, scores three.
Let's talk about that batting performance, Barry, because it starts off in the worst possible way with Wesley Madebere. He's bowled for one in the second over by, of course, Paul van Meeken, who had a very good game with the white ball for the Dutch side. But not just in this game, in the game versus Bangladesh, in the game versus South Africa, we have been exposed for our inability to play good seam bowling.
And that is a massive problem. My challenge is that we saw this. We saw this some time ago. We saw that we can't play spin. We saw that when we face express pace, we become very uncomfortable. But we sort of pushed it to one side. We didn't try to fix it. It doesn't look like, because if we did try to fix it, then the fixing didn't work. Because
is it fixable short term, though, Barry? Because no. If you take a look at, who can they bring in? Who we can say, you know what, is really good at opening the batting? Because we've tried all sorts of combinations at the top of the order. None seem to be working.
They don't. And short term, no, it can't be fixed because we don't have anyone who can face the new ball. Especially when it's coming off, let's say express pace. But Vermeeken, yes, you see, he had a great game. But he's not even express pace. Yeah. He's not in the pantheon of top 10 bowlers in the world. So.
But he extracted something from those Aussie decks. And you know, they're always going to give you that bounce. And so forth. And our guys just, even though it was just a little better than military media from the Dutch, our guys still struggled.
Didn't have answers,
Do you have any answers?
And so short term, there's no fixes. But I think that Dave Houghton has proved that he's an astute leader, an astute coach, a thinking coach. And I think that I hope that him and his brain trust are thinking through how we can fix that, because certainly our batting is absolutely letting us down.
Right, so Zimbabwe virtually eliminated, and there's no doubt that a lot of people out there are very disappointed. Let's go to our WhatsApp platform where the messages are coming in thick and fast. Hey all, this is +48, so this has come from Poland. I hope I got it right this time. As this whole time I thought there were going to be quarters then semis at the T20 World Cup, so we had hope of going through. These boys went as far as they could. They were never going to be in the top two of the group. Let's not lie to each other. Yes, that's something that we can admit before the tournament started.
Yes.
But once we beat Pakistan, once we got that point from South Africa, thanks to the weather, we had an opportunity to beat Bangladesh and to beat the Netherlands. And I would like the guy who sent a message to tell me if we were not capable of beating those two sides.
There was,
because had we beat those two sides, Barry, right now, we would actually be looking at a situation where either one of India or South Africa could possibly miss out on qualifying for the T20 World Cup,
certainly,
because the result had gone away.
Yeah, to our benefit. And so, look, you look at it from a perspective of what's on the ground. Yes, I agree with you, Mike. Before the tournament, would have said, nah, we haven't got a chance. But Bangladesh was there for the taking. We had beaten Pakistan. When you take Bangladesh to the last ball, okay,
Bangladesh came here and we beat them comfortably.
So, in truth, the games against... In fact, you and I don't know whether it was on air or off air, we had a discussion and we said we needed to target Netherlands and Bangladesh. Those are the teams that we were likely to beat. We had written off chances against Pakistan, South Africa and India, but thought to ourselves, those two teams, yes, we can be competitive against and we can beat. That's before the tournament. So when you beat a Pakistan, you've already given yourself a huge chance. Luck went our way with South Africa, and then we failed to use it.
Charles has got in touch and says, hi, Team ZFM, loving the show. So disappointed with our loss today down under after losing to Bangladesh. I knew our chance had gone. Our batting was just not good enough. Our side was too inconsistent. Enjoyed the Chevrons' run, though. They made us proud. One telling statistic from today's match, Barry, 61, I think it was, dot balls.
Yeah, there we go.
Now, to put it into perspective, there are 120 legal deliveries,
yes,
that must be bowled in a T20 international.
Half.
50% of them were dot balls. That's unforgivable.
It's unforgivable because, let's say, one of every two dot balls is turned into a run. You're adding 30 to our total, and all of a sudden it becomes competitive and defendable. So, in truth, I think we let ourselves down horribly. We yet again relied on one or two guys to show up. The rest just were on the team bus for the fun of it. And in truth, we want a team that is able to perform as a team. We've gotten out of jail too often. We can't keep going on like this.
All right. So the permutations, I can tell you, Zimbabwe is all but gone. I think right now they should be getting the team manager to book the earliest flight home after the completion, of course, of the Super 12 stage. We could still reach 5 points if we shock a tournament favourites India in Melbourne on Sunday, which is going to be a tough ask. But our low run rate right now means that it looks certain that we'll miss out on the top two, even if other sides have got the same points tally in Group 2. And then, of course, Zimbabwe will be eliminated tomorrow if South Africa beat Pakistan in Sydney.
I have a question, Mike. If we finish outside of the top four, does it mean that we play the qualifier in the next World Cup?
No, we don't. I think by making it into the Super 12, actually, okay, we are guaranteed a spot at the next World Cup. So there was a prize that we at least earned as a result of our earlier victories in the tournament. So on the whole, it has actually been a successful tournament for Zimbabwe. Now, let's give you a quick update as far as India, the team that we are playing on Sunday, is concerned. Virat Kohli became the leading run scorer in the history of a men's T20 World Cup as India saw off a superb onslaught from Bangladesh opener Leighton Dust to close out a narrow 5-run courtesy of the Duckworth-Lewis method at the Adelaide Oval and move closer to the semi-final. Kohli, unbeaten 64, steered India to 184 for 6, but Bangladesh had looked on course for victory after racing to 66 without loss in 7 overs when rain stopped play, causing 4 overs to be lost. Opener Leighton Dust hit a 27-ball 60, but his run out after the 50-minute interruption heralded a Bangladesh collapse that then saw them end on 145 for 6. What does it mean in Group 2? India have got 6 points. They lead the way. South Africa, 5 points in second place. Bangladesh have got 4 points. They're in third. And then Zimbabwe have got 3 points in fourth. Pakistan, 2. And the Netherlands also have 2 points. And, of course, they bring up the rear. We're going to take a quick breather. And when we come back, we've got some more international sports news for you. This time, we're going stateside. And we are talking about Tom Brady and his divorce.
International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play. Whether it's the NBA or NFL, the best of America on ZFM Sport.
There are many who argue that he should be right up there as the greatest athlete America has ever seen. But there are those who say Michael Jordan is the undisputed. And there are those that will throw in the likes of Tiger Woods as well. But there's no doubting that Tom Brady certainly is the greatest and most successful quarterback that America has ever seen. And he has opened up about his divorce from his wife of 13 years, Giselle Bundchen, saying that he's focusing on his family and football in the midst of a very amicable situation. When we talk about football here, we're not talking about soccer. We're talking about American football. Tom Brady, who's Tampa Bay Buccaneers, have struggled with injuries and poor form this season, says dealing with personal issues in public is part of being a professional athlete.
There's a lot of professionals in life that go through things that they deal with at work and they deal with at home. And obviously the good news is it's a very amicable situation, and I'm really focused on two things, and taking care of my family and certainly my children, and secondly, doing the best job I can to win football games. So that's what professionals do. You focus at work when it's time to work, and then when you come home, you focus on the priorities that are at home, and all you can do is the best you could do. And that's what I'll just continue to do as long as I'm working and as long as I'm being a dad.
That's Tom Brady. So we've established that Tom Brady is arguably the greatest quarterback that the NFL has ever seen. And a lot of people are familiar with Tom Brady. He plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for football fans or soccer fans here in Zimbabwe, is the team that is owned by the owners of Manchester United. Mm. And that is the Glazers. They've got an NFL team. Money from Manchester is actually funding the Tampa Bay Buccaneers more than it is Manchester United. But that's a discussion for another day. Now, he's married to this hottie. She's a Brazilian model, Gisele Bündchen. Yep. She's obviously of German heritage, mm-hmm. pretty much like Alison Becker, the Liverpool goalkeeper, who is Brazilian but is a German. Now, tell us a bit more, Barry, about Gisele. You know, we're calling her heavy.
Yeah.
Where did she cut her teeth?
My big
where God. Did she find her fame? How did she make her money?
Well, she's a supermodel, and in truth, if you at any point followed GQ magazine, Sports Illustrated, or any other magazine,
isn't that one of your nicknames, Alois? GQ,
but it's not from that magazine. Where is it from? It's from Gaza, Quincy.
Wanaudivare.
Okay. No, for true, for real.
Oh, so it's actually an acronym.
Quincy is my childhood nickname, my street nickname, uh-huh. when I was growing up. It was my friends. I was, you see, the box card, the shredding box card that I used to do.
Yeah.
It was taken from Juice Quincy.
Oh,
Quincy and Juice. Okay. So when they saw me doing it, they just started. Because it was a popular movie in the street.
But because you know, hi, my name is Quincy.
It's a downside better than
actually. They were not even calling me. They were calling me Q.
Q. Ooh. Anyway, let's talk about Gisele, Barry.
We're not talking about you.
Okay.
If you ever followed any of those magazines, you'll have seen Gisele. She's a supermodel. Listen, she ranks among the highest paid in the world for more than a decade in terms of being a fashion model. She has appeared in various fashion shows, including New York Fashion Week, Victoria's Secrets, of course, which we all love.
And apparently, she's actually wealthier than Tom Brady.
Than Tom Brady, because her estimated net worth is 400 meters.
So he married up.
He married up because his estimated net worth, and this, we're using 2022 figures here. Tom Brady's estimated net worth is 250 million. So he's a full 150 million, you see? That PE maths came out.
million. You nailed it here.
Less than her. So in truth, it all looked rosy though, or up until now, because in truth,
what brought about this, Barry? Because that they were supposed to be a model for, you know,
couple,
what, a model couple, a power couple. Where did it go wrong for Tom Brady and Gisele?
Mate, the story's coming out about the tension between the two stem from the fact that he retired and then unretired, and she's a little bit unhappy about that.
You promised
that story, you promised me, but the story's not washing for me. It's not washing for me because there has to have been underlying beef that then ultimately...
Do they have children? Sean, do they have children?
They do.
They do have indeed. Two children.
They have two children. And then, of course, Tom Brady, in typical athlete fashion, has a child with another lady, Bridget Moynihan.
Anabonga.
What are we tipping her up to?
I forgot. We have an athlete.
I'm just asking.
It was a sly dig to say. Athletes can get busy. He's got three kids. They've got two together. So clearly, look, there was tension about him going back to play, but for me, it's not washing.
Okay. Now, Alois, tell me, listen, would he have ever considered hooking up with another high-profile individual, or did you actually over the course of your career?
Nah, it's very tricky. I never.
You know, it's a papi.
Yeah, it was no.
How is Esrom pulled it off, for example?
When Esrom did it, she stopped playing football.
Ah.
You remember? She retired
straight away.
Because what is going to happen now is she's going to go to the Mighty Warriors camp. Esrom is going to the Sundowns camp, Zimbabwe camp. Yeah. So it's like in and out. If your schedules are so hectic, it becomes a problem. And at the same time, especially if you're a sportsman, you go out a lot. So when you come back home, that's where you want to rest, when you want to relax and everything. So when you get there, the house is empty. You go out, the house is, it becomes hectic. I wouldn't want such
a, you wouldn't recommend
such a
it.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Does insecurity become a factor as well as in these relationships? You know, especially for the man. We got a situation here where Giselle is earning a lot more than Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And does that sometimes become a factor, especially in situations like that where the woman is earning the cheddar? And I believe it's one of the reasons why David Beckham had to get his skates on after he retired and started to really push, because you know what? He was married to that Spice Girl.
Yeah, Victoria.
Who, whilst he was playing football, she was earning a lot more than he was.
She was indeed. And then also just prior to his retirement, she started doing all sorts of other deals. She did the deal with Land Rover and whatnot. And now she's getting crazy paid. So he certainly had to get his skates on and get going. Yes, insecurity comes into it, but I think that the case with Tom Brady and Giselle is a little bit also there's another element to it, because yes, you ask about being a power couple, but take note. Imagine being married to someone who's the object of the affection of possibly half the men in the entire world. So it brings in more insecurities that load onto them.
So how does Serena Williams' man handle it? Now, listen, we might have some Caucasian listeners right now. and I don't mean to offend. But you know what? When a black woman who's built like that, built like a house, you know, built who's the object of desire. For 99% of African men, you know, who like a bit of meat on their bone, and then she gets married by a white guy. Surely he's thinking, you know what? Every time she's in the same room with LeBron James, she's in the same room. She's thinking, there's a problem here.
Yeah.
How do you handle that?
You have to. Take note where the insecurity comes from. I think that it comes from, and listen, this sounds like a psychological discussion, but in truth, it comes from a place whereby you have to be comfortable, and your ego has to be able and flexible to live with that situation. So it's different strokes for different folks. It helps also when you got $1 billion to lean on, and you know that you're cool. After all, he's the founder of Reddit.
Yeah, I also think that even the woman, she needs also to be aware of the insecurity that can come up from that. So she needs to protect the man from those kind of insecurities.
That's a good point.
So she needs to act in a way that assures him all the time that no, don't worry, it's okay, you know. But the moment she starts acting like cocky and everything, then it balloons. It goes out of proportion.
It becomes a problem. Well, I can tell you, okay, some sports power couples that are making it work. We talked about former Warriors midfielder Esrom Nyandoro and former Mighty Warriors captain Ruth Bunda. They're still together. NFL player Russell Wilson was with the Denver Broncos. He is married to Ciara, and they're still together, making it work. Then you've got, of course, Gabriel Union and former NBA player Dwayne Wade.
They're making it work, they're still together.
And then Anna Ivanovic, the tennis player, is actually married to the former Bayern Munich and Manchester United midfielder Bastian Schweinsteiger, and they're still together and making it work.
Yeah.
So sometimes
it does work.
It's about the people, ultimately. There's no formula.
It's how people handle it.
It's how they handle it and how they get. Because, listen, you look at Lala Anthony and Carmelo Anthony. They broke up, got back together, and now divorced again. So, listen, it's in and out. Again, it's one match.
Yeah, Anzi, is Serena the only female athlete Mike knows? Well, she's the only one I know built like that. I challenge you over the course of the next 24 minutes to list down.
To answer as Mike's advocate and lawyer, I think, yes, Serena Williams is not the only female athlete that Mike knows, but she's the only female athlete Mike cares about.
Built like a house.
Well put. Anyway, quick NBA update here, guys. Nets star forward Kevin Durant said that he was shocked when he learned of Steve Nash's exit as Brooklyn's decision was announced by the organization as mutual to part way with the former coach. Durant said he found out about the news regarding Nash around after he woke up from a pre-game nap and watched ESPN on TV. Coming up, we'll take you around the world in 60. Quick breather with our player of the day, and then we'll hit the fan zone. We'll read as many of your messages as we can before we get into the Champions League report.
Hi, my name's Ryan Cairns, Sunshine Tour professional golfer, and you're listening to ZFM Sport.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
We take off in Wales, where New Zealand lock Brody Retallick has been banned for 2 weeks for dangerous play during last weekend's win in Japan, where he was shown a red card for charging into a ruck and making contact with opposition number 8, Kazuki Himeno. The Chiefs lock will miss this Saturday's game against Wales and the fixture against Scotland next Saturday, but is free to play again in time to face England 6 days later. In London, Mercedes wants to wait for a quiet time over the winter to hammer out a fresh Formula One contract with Lewis Hamilton. Hammer time. See what I did there? A speculation about a move to sort an extension was prompted recently when Hamilton made it clear that he would soon sign again with Mercedes before for beyond the end of 2023. And we'll land in Texas, where Iga Swiatek showed why she is world number one and the hot favorite to win this year's WTA finals in Fort Worth with a 6-2, 6-3 dismantling of Daria Kasatkina. In the other side, Tracy Austin, group match of the day, Frances Caroline Garcia beat American teenager Coco Gauff 6-4, 6-3 to get off to a flying start.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. Fanzone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
Twitter and Facebook at ZFM Sport. WhatsApp 073-1168-045. Right, and Vandaro, quite quick replies. Guys, do you know Jade Cargill? And my wife doesn't even allow me to think about it. She says it's cheating. Well, I'm Googler.
Jade Cargill, is she hot?
She's a decent looker. Yeah, but when we talk about Serena Williams being built like a house, listen, you can't compare. Egypt Cherokee, Grand Cherokee. If Serena is a thing. Serena Williams is a Land Cruiser, my friend. You don't get bigger than that. Right, has it Mirka Federer and Roger Federer, power couple? Okay. Mirka, what's Mbidiagende?
I get it.
Mirka.
Who does tennis?
Federer's wife. Mbidiagende.
I'm a tennis.
Mirka, what did she do?
Professional tennis.
Mirka Federer.
She's very good.
Mirka Federer,
She's aspiring quite, no.
To me, if I'm a part, she's, listen.
I don't mean to say to my own.
She's a former, she didn't have a career worth talking about. they're just a tennis couple, those ones. That's a thing. Anzi, when you love your job more than your family, you tend to lose the family. That's why Giselle is hitting the road. The guy never wants to retire. Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf are the ultimate sporting power couple. That's so right. Yeah. What a power couple. Anzi Twende will say marriage. he makes the point there that, you know what, Giselle, it could just be a point, Alois, you know what, she's looking at this guy and thinking, you know what, football is what's important to him.
Yeah.
Family is not as important. You've already achieved everything you want to achieve in this sport.
Yeah.
Ushiri Kune, at this age, you know, he's not a spring chicken, Barry, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He's playing into his 40s.
Yeah. I think Mike, maybe some people then fail to understand their partners. Probably like she feels disappointed or she feels like he's not serious enough, like you're saying. Because sometimes you need to realize, what does she want in a relationship? Maybe she loves quality time, and she waited for you to finish your time,
yes,
finish your career, so that we can now spend time together.
Is it a
because their businesses were apart, they didn't spend a lot of time together.
Is it a walkaway point, though? Oh, guys, is it a walkover?
He's going to play for a year. I think it is, Barry. Especially if you had agreed on certain timelines.
Yeah. Yes.
So someone has held on to this and sacrificed,
exactly,
right? And sacrificed for, let's say, maybe it's a discussion you had 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
I will do this.
Yeah, but you know what? When I reach this point, I am going to do X. And then you get to that point and travel around the world.
And then you don't do it.
Yeah. No, but give me an extra year. I just want to have a farewell tour.
He doesn't want an extra year. He wants to carry on playing.
He's only got a year. The Bucks are woeful right now. He's only got a year.
Now they keep on extending it like Ryan Giggs.
Nyamashisha has got in touch, Anze, from where streets have no names. I like that.
Yeah, nice.
As Zimbabwe, especially in team sports, invariably flatters to deceive self as a doyen of trials and tribulations inflicted by various Zimbabwe sporting teams was laughing, quaffing my favorite golden liquid, or the quaffing when funders started using tongue-twisting verbiage about Chevron's chances of the semis. And it's the hope that kills you.
It really is.
And if you started it high, we would have been okay with this.
The way you put it is perfect. It's perfect timing, Michael, because it's the hope that kills you. It's that they take you to the mountaintop, show you the promised land, and then turn back and say, right, go back into captivity.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
Yeah, Brian says you fall in love with the person and their passion. You can't expect them to change, and you can't expect to change them afterwards.
Hallelujah.
It's not about changing them. This is different from... If you understand the amount of involvement... Barry, he hasn't even said he's retiring at the end of the season.
He hasn't.
He's not going to do that.
We'll see what happens.
What makes you think he's going to?
But he can't go for more than 2 years.
But he's just done already, Barry. Tom Brady's how old, Sean?
46.
He's 47. Yeah, already.
About to let go and
he's already passed, Barry, a decade past what the normal American footballer, the career that they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've already gone way past that, way past any expectations, and this guy just keeps on playing and playing. And so for me, this is different from you saying, you know what, I'm going to have a game. I'm going to carry on playing. Like what, let's say Alois.
Yeah.
He loves football. Yeah. He plays social football.
Yeah.
That's okay. But this is NFL, where
when
you are possibly going to be away from your family sometimes for weeks on end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the biggest problem.
He's gone into a professional setup. But my deal is this, that... How's about understanding that I'm finding it hard to break away? Okay? I just want a year or two just to...
A year or two becomes three or four.
It can't, you'll be 50. He's not Benza. Come on, guys.
What we may not know is that probably it triggered other things. That's what I'm saying. The argument, the generator into something else.
As what if Giselle is the one who drove Tom to go back to football?
Exactly.
We're not looking at that. Privilege Yamunga, Westgate has just sent us his name. Good evening to you, Privilege. Okay. We hope you are enjoying the show.
Good evening, Privilege.
Out in Westgate. And then we're going to read just... One more message here. Anzi, hi guys. My favorite power couple is Beyonce and Jay-Z. I am Moses Kosote.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The big leagues, the big teams, the big players. The beautiful game on ZFM Sport.
All right, last night's result in the UEFA Champions League, Liverpool bouncing back from a wretched week, beating Napoli 2-0. Rangers and Ajax result will give you momentarily. Bayer Leverkusen 0-0 draw with Club Brugge, while Porto 2-1 winners over Atletico Madrid, consigning them to last in the group, not even going into the Europa League are Atletico. Bayern Munich 2-0 winners over Inter Milan, Victoria Pilsen beaten by Barcelona 4-2. In Group D, Marseille beaten at the very death 2-1 by Tottenham Hotspur, while Sporting Club of Portugal was beaten 2-1 by Eintracht Frankfurt, meaning Spurs and Frankfurt qualify. Let's talk about Tottenham Hotspur. Now, their captain Hugo Lloris believes Spurs showed great personality in their victory against Marseille, even though he conceded his side feared losing in the second half.
We expected that type of game, you know. We know the Velodrome is a very difficult place to deal with, and I think we showed great personality in the second half. You know, we were leaded by this good team, and Clément scored a very important goal in France in front of the French people. It's important, and he helped the team to get back on track, and then the second goal of Pierre is just so important, you know, to confirm the first spot of the group.
The voice there of Hugo Lloris, the captain of Tottenham Hotspur. It was looking very, very hairy in between there. It looked like Spurs were going into the Europa League, but right at the death, Pierre-Emile Højbjerg getting that phenomenal goal that secured their top of the group and qualification.
Yeah, sometimes in football you might say, it was a win-win. You know, we don't want to say that it's a stroke of luck, but I think that they got lucky. You know, to actually come back and score a goal that late, that actually secures your place just like that, you know, is outstanding. I can imagine how ecstatic they were, but they look back and say, we almost got knocked out here.
Yeah.
You know, I feel sorry for myself. I'm a Marseille fan. I feel really sorry for us.
it would have been good for Marseille
to qualify for that rejuvenation that is going on in France.
Exactly. We've had this identical effect that playing in the Champions League is having on AC Milan. We're going to talk about them later. But on reflection, will Antonio Conte at Tottenham Hotspur, Mike, look at it and think to himself, we dodged a bullet, we need to fix something here?
Yeah, well, to be honest, we know that Antonio Conte always sets up his teams in a certain way, and I don't think he's going to change the way that he's going to play. He's going to carry on in that way. Let's not forget that his methods have taken Tottenham to the top of this group.
Absolutely.
And they've qualified for the knockout stages.
Yeah.
So whilst we may be critical about the aesthetics of his game and his style, to be honest, right now they're sitting pretty in the English Premier League. Mm-hmm. They've had a better start than they've had in years in England, and also they're top of this group in the Champions League. We really can't criticise that, to be honest. It's been a decent start to the season for Tottenham Hotspur.
And Daniel Levy will be smiling because that means more money for him qualifying for the knockout stage. He really does. All right, so advancing the round of 16, your group winners and runners up look like this. Out of Group A, Napoli and Liverpool qualify for the next round. Ajax slips down to the Europa League. In Group B, Porto and Club Brugge go through to the knockout stage, as well Bayer Leverkusen goes to Europa. Bayern Munich and Inter Milan go through in Group C, and Barcelona slides down into the Europa League, while Group D, like we've just told you, Sporting Club of Portugal, it goes into Europa and then qualifies in the next round of the Champions League. Tottenham and Eintracht Frankfurt.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable.
All right, let's talk about tonight, lads. In Group E, Chelsea takes on Dinamo Zagreb, while AC Milan take on Red Bull Salzburg. And it looks like this. Chelsea have pretty much qualified for the next round. AC Milan is in second. Red Bull Salzburg is in third on 6 points. Milan has got 7 points. And then Dinamo Zagreb is sitting on 4 points. So all to play for that second spot in this group. Top spot is already decided, like I said. But Milan must avoid defeat to avoid being gazumped by Salzburg in the race for second place. That one is delicately poised, isn't it, Alois? There's something to play for in this group, and Red Bull Salzburg want to steal Bonzo Pamroma pe AC Milan.
Yeah, it's everything to play for them. You know, they obviously they want to go through to the knockout stage as well. When you look at the both teams, it's still like it look like evenly balanced when you look at the performances of both teams at the moment. 1 point separating them, and they know. Each one of them, they know that a win will take them, will take them through. So this is actually going to be a thriller in this group.
It absolutely is. And of course, Chelsea, like we said earlier, has a guaranteed top spot in Group E. So Graham Potter's side have little to play for, bar perhaps to gain some revenge for the 1-0 defeat in Zagreb on match day one that prompted Thomas Tuchel's departure. In Group F, it's Real Madrid versus Celtic. Shakhtar Donetsk will be taking on RB Leipzig. Real Madrid, of course, has qualified. RB Leipzig is in second on 9 points. Shakhtar Donetsk is in third on 6 points. A draw at Celtic on match day five has left Shakhtar in a position where they could leapfrog Leipzig into a Champions League slot. Leipzig will be sure of qualifying with a draw, but after losing 4-1 at home to Shakhtar on match day one, will know that they have a serious task at hand. Plus, a win would also see them leapfrog Real Madrid at the top, should the defending champions lose against Celtic. So Celtic has something to play for, Michael. Real Madrid certainly needs to avoid defeat.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you take a look at the situation, the Real Madrid, knowing that they have to win because there is a real possibility that they could drop to second in that group. So they'll have to put on a very good performance. The good thing is that they're playing bottom of the group, Celtic
yeah.
A side that they should comfortably beat at the Santiago Bernabeu. If you just take a look at the two teams, two squads on paper, the amount of match winners that Real Madrid have in Karim Benzema, in Vinicius Junior, in the very underrated Rodrigo, who's been scoring a lot of important goals of late, you should think that Real Madrid will have too much juice for Celtic. But of course, the big clash is that game between Shakhtar Donetsk and Leipzig. Shakhtar Donetsk must be commended. You're playing away from home.
Yes.
There is no home advantage because of the war in Ukraine, but they're still managing to put in some very good performances.
It'll be a very good feel-good story if they qualify for the knockout stages of the Champions League. Group G, it's Copenhagen who take on Borussia Dortmund. Manchester City will be taking on Sevilla. Erling Haaland has been ruled out of the Sevilla match, but Group G is already settled with 3 points separating each of the teams ahead of match day six for City. That means a guaranteed seeded place in the round of 16 as group winners, while Sevilla are certain to finish third and drop down to the Europa
League. For me, guys, I think I once mentioned this one about Haaland.
Yep.
He never plays an entire season.
Injury.
Yeah,
injury is what's going to make him struggle.
Injuries are always the ones that's like holding back. And so we can, there were people who talk about 50 goals. It's a possibility if he stays fit.
Yes.
He plays all the matches. But he always gets these niggling muscle injuries, which means that he then spends sort of like 2-3 weeks on the sidelines. He comes back, he plays for 7 matches, then he's out for another 5 matches. And that's the only thing that could derail him from breaking all the records.
Yeah, exactly.
You see, his biggest problem is he always plays football at his highest intensity.
Yes.
And he's too brazed.
Yeah.
He gets into anything, he runs. Yeah, I think that does.
We're watching the original Ronaldo all over again. He used to play at the very edge and play at 150 km an hour. In Group H, guys, Juventus takes on Paris Saint-Germain. Maccabi Haifa takes on Benfica. Now, if you look at the permutations in that group, Juventus are slipping down to the Europa League. On the off chance that Maccabi Haifa gets a result out of Benfica and Juventus fail to win against Paris Saint-Germain, they could be out of Europe altogether. It's been an underwhelming season, but that would be a disaster.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. A possible disaster right there.
Yeah, a possible disaster for Massimiliano Allegri, who, in truth, seems safe. I nearly said he's safe, and he's been true to his word. The results haven't been great, but he's still in the
I think ultimately he's going to be judged by Serie A. And in Serie A, they just seem to have turned a corner. I was surprised to take a look at the Serie A standings. They actually have the best defensive record in Serie A. So he has fixed things at the back. It's now about getting Juventus playing front football. I think a lot of their plans revolved around, first of all, two players that they brought in, Paul Pogba and Angel Di Maria. What has happened to these two players? Paul Pogba, yet crocked. To feature. He's crocked. He's gone. So there is no creativity in midfield. He would have brought that. Angel Di Maria again, another one who's come in. Apart from the injury, he's also been sidelined by suspensions. So it's been stop-start from Angel Di Maria. And those are the two players, I think, just from a creative point of view, that Allegri was counting on, and he has been unable to do so for Juventus, because the goal scorers they have.
They do.
Vlahovic, Kostic, those players, what's that, Milik, those guys score, but you've got to have the creativity, the supply, and the supply line.
Yeah, and the supply is sorely missing. And Massimiliano Allegri doesn't become a bad coach overnight. Guys,
can I read one message here? Sure. Someone sent us a message saying, Hansa, Barry Bonds is one of the greats in American sport. Yeah, the baseball player, the slugger.
Yeah, the slugger.
He is, but he is a drug cheat.
Yes, he is.
You know, so
his history, let's say, is checkered now because of discovery
like
of
Maradona,
drug use.
Of what he did. And at least Maradona... You take a look at Barry Bonds. So then, do we also then talk about Lance Armstrong?
Yeah, because you've got to.
We must ignore Lance Armstrong's cheating.
Yes.
Yeah,
and say that.
Well, the one thing I'll tell you guys about cycling is that Zaita Lance Nyangwe wote kanguza ma drugs. Aumkunde.
You have to be at a certain level.
So this one needs to continue in the car park, and we're going to do exactly that.
And Barry Bonds wasn't caught, Lance Armstrong was.
We have to go. We'll catch you tomorrow. May God richly bless. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And Andy, out.
And it's Messi. Clean finishes and the best on the planet.
The biggest sports stories.
Chelsea, the UEFA Champions League winners of 2021.
The biggest interviews.
That such a great spectacle is ruined by such thuggish behaviour.
And all the analysis right here.
He's the one player that has the arrogance to think that he can play in any stadium in the world and any pitch in the world in front of any player in the world and take them on.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Mundell, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are the team on ZFM Sport.
ZFM.